Today we are talking about all things dementia, and the reason being is it is Dementia Action Week, previously known as Dementia Awareness Week, and we are talking to a variety of people, including dementia advisor from Making Space, Claire Wheeler. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Beth.
Now, what is it that, well, two parts to this question, I suppose. What is Making Space? I know you work in the Craven area for them. And what do you do within them? So, two questions.
Well, Making Space is a charity, and it's trying to access as many people as possible in the Craven area who have a diagnosis of dementia and their carers. We offer the one-to-one support, which is person-centred, so it's tailored to their needs. And we normally conduct an initial home visit to assess their needs. For example, they might need support to access benefits, support to access a lasting power of attorney, information on social activities and any practical aspects that might be good.
And how long have you been a dementia advisor, Claire?
Since September 2017.
And how's it been? What sort of people do you meet every day, and do you like it?
Yeah, I like it very much. I like the fact that you're meeting different people from different walks of life. You know, they've had different experiences, different jobs and that kind of thing. It's great to be able to chat to these people. I think it's fantastic.
And why do you think it's important to make people aware that there is help available? Because I think it's a scary thing, I'm imagining, but being diagnosed with something like that could suddenly seem, oh my goodness, life as I know it can't go on. Why is it important to have that knowledge of things that can help, like Making Space and like people like you?
Well, I think it's important to have that information, to realise that life doesn't stop there. Just because you have a diagnosis of dementia doesn't mean that, you know, you have to stop doing your everyday things, whether you're doing a social activity, driving, that kind of thing. It's important to be able to access that information to know what kind of changes or what kind of support adaptations you might need to help you to continue to do what you enjoy doing.
I imagine it's a scary first step, though, going to talk to somebody for the first time.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think so.
You are running, as part of Dementia Action Week this year, you are running a drop-in session, which is going to make it easier for people to just come in and say, hi, how can you help me? Tell me about that drop-in session.
Yeah, so the drop-in session is going to run on Tuesday the 22nd of May, and that's going to be at Dynelly House Group Practice in Skipton between 10 to 3. And that drop-in session is a chance for anybody living in the Craven area and carers to come in and talk to me and to access any kind of information or advice that they need, and to also become aware of any other services that are available in the Craven area. And also during that session as well, I'm hoping to set up a peer support group in the Skipton area. So it'll be good for people to come in and find out more about the peer support group and also to discuss what they'd kind of be looking for if they wanted to join that group.
Is there anything that surprises people about it? So because there's loads of different ways that people can get support.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realise the kind of benefits that they can access. Like one of the benefits they can access is attendance allowance, which is a benefit that can be used for absolutely anything, like a taxi or to, you know, have a cleaner in their house or anything. And I think they don't realise that they can access that benefit. And then if they are able to be successful with that claim, they can also get a council tax reduction. I also think they're not aware of sometimes of the kind of groups that are on offer in the Craven area for people who are living with dementia.
And is it important, do you think, to have that support network?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's also a good chance for people to socialise and meet with other people who might well be living with dementia as well. So it's a chance for them to share experiences.
Well, Claire, it sounds like Making Space and the work that you're doing is doing an incredible load of good in Skipton and the Craven area. If people would like to find out more about either the drop-in session or specifically Making Space, what would your advice be and where can they go?
Well, they can first of all access our website, which is makingspace.co.uk. I believe that information will also be available on your website during Dementia Action Week.
It will, yes.
Yes. And they can also telephone our office in the Craven area, which is 01535 606 086, if they want to access any information or advice, or they want to find out about the session that I'm running at Darnley House.
And just remind us, dates and timings for that drop-in session.
Yes, the drop-in session is on Tuesday the 22nd of May between 10 to 3 at Darnley House Group Practice in Skipton. So you can drop in whenever you like.
Fantastic. Claire Wheeler, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Beth.